What is the concept of freedom? It's more like if I didn't. Well, there are certain things we don't like to talk about, and that is what I'm going to talk about. Do you actually believe that life is just like a roller coaster? And you're welcome to Conversations with Anita Babs.
Hi everyone, welcome to Conversations with Anita Babs, and I'm your host, Anita Babs. So in case you're listening to the podcast for the very first time, Conversations with Anita Babs is a podcast where I discuss exciting topics to improve the quality of your life and to make you become the best version of yourself. So today I'm going to be discussing a very interesting topic, and that is the power of accepting yourself, because a lot of people don't really like who they are. They just kind of underestimate their abilities and feel like, okay, I'm not doing it as good as that person is. I don't think I'm as good as she is. I don't think I'm as good as he is. And that thought kind of limits us. It limits our mind, limits our capacity, and it makes us feel bad about ourselves. So that is why today I feel like it's 100% important for everyone to know how to accept who they truly are, how to accept that they are people with imperfections. It's not everything you're capable of doing, and you should just accept yourself for who you are. Accept your weaknesses, accept your flaws, and try to work on them. Try to improve yourself, because you're thinking and you know that you are not flawless, and you know that, and you're still trying to get to yourself, trying to make yourself feel bad about it, brooding over it instead of getting out of your head and start working. It's not going to help the situation. So a lot of people might not really like the way they look, because maybe they feel like, I'm too short, or I'm too tall, I'm too skinny, I'm too fat, I eat too much, I don't have a good handwriting, I don't have a very good job, I can't drive, I don't have a driver's license, I don't know how to cook, I don't know how to speak this language, I don't understand this language. And these thoughts keep haunting us. It haunts us, and it kind of reduces the ability to focus on what the problem is. The problem is that, okay, yeah, you feel that you are too short. So what is the solution to the problem? If you can't go for like artificial solutions, like, okay, wearing heels to look taller, or wearing clothes that makes you look taller, or wearing clothes that makes you look slim, or wearing things that makes you look a bit fat, like chubby. If you don't do those kind of things, like artificial things, you should first of all learn to accept yourself. You don't have to change yourself to fit into a particular society. And that is what everyone needs to know. Everyone needs to know that people are still going to talk. People are still going to talk. If you're fat, they will say you're too fat. I think fat is like an ugly word. I don't want to use that. If you're slim, they will say you're skinny. If you're maybe of average height, they will say you're short. But it all boils down to what you think about yourself. Have you accepted yourself for who you truly are? When you know that you cannot help a situation, you can't do anything to change a situation, then why worry yourself about it? Why think about it, and why let people's criticisms, people's thinking, people's opinion get to you? It's of no importance. It's irrelevant. And that being irrelevant, you should try to get yourself out of the bubble of thinking that you have to conform to people's thoughts or people's perception of who you are. The first way to fully understanding yourself is to learn to accept yourself, or is to learn to forgive yourself for all the bad things you've done to yourself. Yeah, I say that because you're thinking, I'm too short, you're thinking, too fat, people say I'm fat, or you're thinking that people say I don't know how to cook, or I'm not that very smart. You're thinking about those things, you're actually hurting yourself. You might not know it. You might think it's just like, okay, I'm thinking about what these people said about me, and trying to understand it, trying to see it from your own perspective. But you trying to do that is hurting yourself. You're hurting you, and you're the cause of whatever sad feeling you have. You shouldn't let people get to you. If someone tells you you're too skinny, you have something to prove that you love yourself, you love your body, you appreciate who you are, and you are striving to become the best version of yourself. So why let the word you're too fat, you're too slim, you're too short, you're too tall get to you? It doesn't make sense. So another reason why we have to accept ourselves for who we truly are, or to love ourselves for who we truly are, is that it kind of makes us have peace of mind. When you know that you're comfortable with yourself, you look good on your own skin, you're happy with yourself, you won't see any reason to worry. People's thoughts just end there. What they tell you just end there. You don't take it seriously. You don't let it get to your head. And that gives you peace of mind, because you're confident. It gives you confidence too. Self-confidence. You're confident and you're at peace with yourself. You don't have any opposing feelings or opposing thoughts or opposing opinion about yourself. And it gives you, again, another reason, the opportunity or ability to be creative, to think out of the box, to tackle all your problems, to know what you have to do, and to stay focused on that goal, because you know that these things are trivial and I'm good with myself. People say I'm too dark. I'm good with myself. I love myself. People say I don't have a good voice. I'm good with myself. Like, I don't sing for you. I sing for myself. Or people say you don't know how to dress, you don't have style, you know, classy. You can tell them, okay, I wear what I feel comfortable in. I don't dress because of you. So you don't let these people get to you. You don't let the thoughts get to you, because I believe that people's criticisms are like the first things or the major determinants or major factor that makes us not to appreciate ourselves, makes us to look down on ourselves, to get this inferiority complex and not to be happy with ourselves. You should know what your goals are, and you should try as much as possible to walk towards getting your goal, achieving your goals. Appreciating yourself makes people eventually accept you for who you are. Because I'm telling you the truth, I'm a very slim person. And I can remember in high school, people would tease me and say, okay, you're skinny, you know. Some say you're tiny. Like, I don't even believe in classifying a human being as tiny. Like, I don't like it. And people would tell me, Anita, you're tiny. Or you're too skinny. Or your voice is too tiny. And at first then, I really was like oblivious to the fact that I shouldn't let people get to me. So most times I would brood over those things, and I was like, okay, I love being slim, like I actually like the way I look, but okay, maybe I should sleep more, do this, do that, you know, I'll just try to do something. But I forgot, or I didn't know, that I shouldn't think less of myself. I shouldn't let what people think I ought to be my actual reality. I shouldn't let what people think I should be get to me, because what I am doing right now is working on myself, improving myself. I know what I want, and I know who I want to be and what I want to be. So it all boils down to knowing what you want. When you know what you want, you know what your goals are, you know what is more important to you in your life. You should have like the scale of preference, and you know, this is what I have to do, and this is the first thing on my list, or this is my top priority. When you have this, you would learn to appreciate yourself more, because you will learn to give yourself that little pampered that lead to good treatment. Like you just treat yourself out, enjoy yourself because you are comfortable with yourself. You understand yourself. Accepting yourself for who you truly are helps you in understanding yourself. You understand yourself. You know, I cannot work under pressure. And you know what works for you. You know what doesn't work for you. You know, okay, I cannot do this. Not that you are restricting yourself or limiting yourself to a particular task, but you understand how you work, how your mind works, how your body works. And that is like the best thing for everyone to have. Because when you understand yourself, your problems begin to dwindle. Like I don't think any human is without problems, but when you understand yourself, you tend to feel like every major obstacle in your life has been eliminated. So what are you still waiting for? Like the very first step to appreciate yourself is to understand yourself. Know yourself. Know what your goals are. Know why you are what you are or who you are. Don't let society's perception of perfection get to you. Okay, I read a book. I read a book 2019, and this girl was like complaining in the book that her friends would say she's too fat, she's too this, she's too that, she's too short, she's too dark to be in their circle. And her dad was like, you don't have to conform to what people think you should be or what people want you to be. You don't have to conform to their standards. Then her father gave an example. Even models, you know, like most people perceive slim people, slim and tall people, extremely tall ladies, for example, as being their definition of beauty. But everyone has your definition of beauty. Everyone has what he think is beautiful. I know what I think is beautiful. I know what I think is good and what I think is bad. So you conforming to what people think you should be will leave you confused about yourself, confused about your personality, and you will try to be someone that you're not supposed to be. Try to be someone you are not meant to be. So that is why we should try to understand ourselves. Try to appreciate ourselves. When you see like a very good friend of mine, Jukarni, when he does something good or hears a good news or receives a good news regarding anything in his life, he would like treat himself out. You know, he deserves to experience that me time, that time where he has to be himself, has to appreciate himself, and has to know that his efforts need to be appreciated. So whenever he hears something good, maybe a good news, like he treats himself out, he goes out to eat pizza and all. You might have your other way, your own way of appreciating yourself. But always remember to always appreciate yourself every time in your life for anything in your life. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Conversations with Anita Babs. And please, if you enjoyed the episode, don't forget to share with your friends and subscribe. And you can also reach me on Instagram at Conversations with Anita Babs if you want to maybe tell me something or want to be a guest on my show, or perhaps you want me to discuss something in the show. So you can always hit me up at Conversations with Anita Babs on Instagram, or you can send me a message or a voice message on Anchor. So thanks for listening to today's episode, and I want you to always remember that I love you, and don't forget to appreciate yourself. So thank you. Bye.